I say this morning, it's nice to be here again. And I was thinking just there now, it's nice to see the Reverend Michael Patrick's wife with us. And it brought back a little memory to me. Just have a conversation before we start. And many years ago, before the Reverend Patrick went out way across the water to get away from us, he called to visit me before he left. We were in a little church down in the south of Ireland. But that morning, I had longer hair than I have now. My daughter, she was just a little lassie going about, and she had these little banana clips in her hair. You know the way you girls have sometimes. She had these lovely little banana clips, and she was messing about with her daddy. And she came out round behind daddy, and she popped two lovely big banana clips in the back of daddy's hair. And of course, daddy played about and forgot all about the banana clips. The doorbell rang. I opened the door. Ah, Mr. Patrick, come in, sit down. It's lovely to see you. And I could see him. I wondered what, we're getting talking and wife was going to get a cup of tea and I scratched my head and there was two lovely big banana clips. So really you shouldn't wear banana clips. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, bless us around thy word this night. We thank thee for thy love and thy mercy. We thank thee, Lord, for these young people that you have a plan for each of their lives. May we walk with thee. See me on the altar lay, my life, my all this very day, to crown the offering. Lord, I pray, send the fire for Jesus' sake. Amen. The wee boy was out at his work one day. He was out in the hillside, actually. And he heard someone shouting, "Hey, your daddy wants you. Your daddy wants you." And he came out over, and one of the servants who had been sent up from the house, and he came up along, and he says, "Hey, your dad wants you. He wants you to do a message." You know what it's like when someone shouts, especially your daddy or mommy, you've got to go. He said, "Okay, well, you look after those sheep till I come back, and I'll go down and see what daddy wants." Anybody know who his daddy's name was? Better go a bit further. Anyway, he heads on down the road and he goes home and he goes into his dad and he says, "Well, Dad, what do you want?" And he says, "I want you to do a message for me." He said, "I want you to go down and see your three brothers. And I want you to take some food down to them. There's some corn and there's some cheese there and some bread. You could take that with you. There's a few things. And when you're there, by the way, collect their wages and bring their money back. They're down in the army." Ah, this was exciting. Imagine a wee boy away up on the hillside who'd been looking after sheep, and he's getting the chance to go down to the Valley of Elah to see the soldiers and all the battle that was going on there, and he would be just so excited. But this wee boy was no softy. You see, up on the hillside, as he had been looking after the sheep, things had happened that he hadn't told everybody about. And I believe one of the main things that happened to his life as a little boy on the hillside, he had asked the Lord Jesus Christ to be his Savior. I believe without a doubt. Because he took his pen one day up on the hillside and he wrote down, "The Lord is my shepherd." Wonderful. Tell me, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your shepherd? If you ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your life and into your heart, and especially when you're younger, he will keep you from terrible sins and troubles and problems and worries. This wee boy had done that. And way up on the hillside, he had learned many, many lessons. He had walked with the Lord, and he had been talking with the Lord out in the fields with the Lord. And one day, as he was watching the sheep, he noticed the sheep got a bit restless. And he looked around to see what was happening, and he saw a bear coming. If I saw a bear coming, he wouldn't see me. I'd be gone. He saw the bear and little David. He wanted to look after the sheep and the lambs, and he took his sling and he bang and killed the bear. Dealt with the bear, no problem. But one other day he's there and he notices the sheep. When there's a dog or anything about, if you know anything about sheep, they get a bit restless and fidgety and they start running about a little. And he noticed this again and he noticed again. And here's a lion coming this time. Well, that was worse. The bear was bad, but the lion was worse. And he goes out and he noticed quickly the lion runs in, grabs the lamb. David got a hold of the bear. He took the lamb out of its, hold of the lion. He took the lamb out of its mouth. He caught the lion and it rose up to fight him and he killed it. So I said he was no softy. He's tough. You see, sometimes we get it in our head that you have to be some soft, sentimental person to be a Christian. I tell you, if you're a real Christian, you're tough. Tough. It's hard to be a Christian sometimes. Hard to go into the school and college and the workplace and stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ. It's tough, but it's well worth it. And this wee boy, he goes down to see his dad, and he says, "Well, Dad, what do you want?" He says, "I want you to go down to the army, the Valley of Elah, and take some food for your brothers. You have three big brothers down there. Go down and see them. Get the pledge. That's the money. That's the wages. Bring it back and see how things are going. Bring back your mum and us report how they're getting on." Ah, what an excitement. Oh, this is brilliant. And I see him getting all dressed up. And do you know something? I'm surprised. He took some things with him. And he off down and he comes to the Valley of Elah, and there he is, and it tells us, by the way, if you're reading your Bible sometimes, just check out how often David ran. It says he ran down to see his brothers and all the ones that were down in battle. He wanted to see what was taking place. This was exciting. He was down to talk to them. And as he's chatting with them, I'm sure there's lots to talk about. His three big brothers are there. He heard a noise. Wow. He never heard a noise like this before. And away across the Valley of Elah, there was a man came out. His name was Goliath. And he gave a great big roar out of him, so much so that David looked round to see what was taking place. And it was Goliath. Now, some of you young people are very educated. You've got your GCSEs and your AS levels and all the rest of it. Tell me, what height was Goliath? He was bigger than I am. Go on ahead, that's fine, yes, I understand that answer. Oh, yes, he was bigger than Mr. Martin. I understand that answer too, yes. Yes. Anybody know what height he is? Yes. He was 9 foot and a span. And if you know anything about horses, a horse's span is just about the width of your four fingers. So he could have been 9'4", 6". Wow, he was a big, big man. And he roared out across to the children of Israel, "Sent me out a man to fight me." And all the people got afraid and scared. But there's one that hasn't got scared. There's one not afraid. And that's wee David. He's standing. What's he shouting about? And it tells us in the Bible that David looked over and he said, "I'll go and fight him. Is there no one else going to fight him? I'll fight him." And his big brother spoke to him. This is sometimes what big brothers do, don't they? "And Eliab, his eldest brother, heard when he spake unto the men, and Eliab's anger was kindled against David. And he said, 'Why camest thou down hither? With whom hast thou left those few sheep in the wilderness? I know thy pride and thy naughtiness of thine heart, for thou art come down that thou mightest see the battle.'" There's no battle taking place. They're all standing scared. This big brother's nasty to him. "You're only a shepherd boy. In fact, you only smell a sheep. Go away home and look after sheep. Who's looking after the sheep when you're away?" And you see, sometimes, young people, we need to know the Lord Jesus Christ when we're out in the fields and out in our work, but we need to know the Lord Jesus Christ when we're in the family, in our own homes. Sometimes it's very difficult at home. Maybe you're the only one in the house that knows Christ as your Savior, and it's difficult when you go back home and the atmosphere is so different from in here. And it's hard sometimes. And here's wee David, and he knows how to manage his older brother, and he says, "What have I now done? Is there not a cause?" In other words, is there no one going to stand up against this great man? Is there no one to stand against the Philistine army? They're fighting against the armies of the Lord of hosts. Is there no one walking close enough to the Lord to go out and fight against Goliath? Some of his friends heard what had been said, and they accepted him more than his family. So he's taking a stand as a Christian among his brothers. He's taking a stand for the Lord among his friends. And some of his friends slipped over and they told the king, King Saul. Saul, by the way, there's a wee boy over here. Now, remember, we often think David was an old man. He wasn't. Maybe in his late teens. Just a young lad. Taking a stand because he had trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior, and he's taking a stand against all those that were afraid. Someone tells King Saul, there's a young boy over there, and he's talking about fighting Goliath. And Saul, well, it's not long till Saul heads away to find out he needs someone to fight Goliath. And he goes across and he meets up with little David. And he says, David, do you want to... Oh dear. Not what the king expected, just a little boy. He says, David, do you want to fight this big man? David, you're just a wee boy, and this man has been trained in war from as a child. But he says, the Lord's with me. Oh, he says, right, if you want to fight him, come, put on some armor, try my armor on. Now remember, Saul was head and shoulders above everybody else, and he put his armor on, poor wee David, it would have been terrible. You'd heard him rattling about inside it, wouldn't you? He says, I can't wear that, I haven't tried it. He says, can I not just go and fight him? Poor Saul, I can see Saul watching and looking and say, poor wee boy. He says, that man will kill him. He'll destroy the wee boy. Wee David says, but can I not go and fight him just the way I am? And Saul eventually says, yes, you may go. And so the wee boy David, he hurries away. And you see, this big Goliath had been shouting for 40 days. No one stand against him. You see, we live in a day and age when we need young people to stand up for the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not like that these days. It's easy to go with the flow. Easy to go around with the clubs and the pubs and all the other things. It's different to go to our prayer meeting. It's different to attend the young people's fellowship. It's even difficult and so different to take part. I enjoyed this today. You've got some wonderful skills and talent. Maybe there's a William Carey, a Mary Slessor. I don't know, but the Lord knows and you know. Wee David goes away down to the stream and Valley of Elah, it's just something. And his wee bag with him. Remember I said he brought a few things with him? He brought a wee bag with him. And he goes down to the stream and he picks up some stones. He gave me one of them to bring tonight. I had a friend over in Israel and I said, bring me something nice home. And they said, we will surely. And they brought me stones. I thought it was a bar of chocolate or something they were bringing. But I was delighted and they brought me a lovely stone from the valley. Well, they brought me some, but they said that would be about the size of the stone that they use in a sling in Israel. It's a good one, too. And he got the stones, five of them. You can ask Mr. Martin afterwards why he picked five and not just one. Put all the stones in his little bag and goes back up and waits. What's he waiting for? Yeah. Exactly. And your granny didn't help you. I tell you, that was brilliant. It's not very long. Next morning, the roar goes up. Send me out a man to fight with me. If he beats me, we'll be your slaves and servants. If I kill him, you'll be our slaves and our servants. And all the people were afraid. But David, I can see him. Puts his hand in the bag, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. He's got a sling in his hand. Wow, he's going to fight. But he's no sword, he's no armor. This is going to be an awful match, isn't it? And it tells us again that David ran. He loved to get into a real good scrap. He loved it. And he ran. And the big giant shouts at him. He says, "You come to me with sticks and steel. Am I a dog?" And he says, the Philistine cursed David. Listen to David's answer. "Then said David unto the Philistine, Thou come to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield. But I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied." I come to you. I think that's wonderful. I come to you in the name of the Lord. I want to say something, young people. Like David Livingstone, he said he found a verse in the Bible that says, "Lo, I am with you always." He says, that's the word of a gentleman. I can go anywhere in the world as long as the Lord is with me. And that's the way David felt. And he ran across the valley of Elah and he starts to swing and down goes big Goliath. Down. You can hear the cheer, you can feel the atmosphere, and wee David has won the battle. We live in a day and age when there's many battles to fight. Problems in the families. Do you know, sometimes young people, if you come home and said to mum and dad, "By the way, I'm going off to Bible school, I want to be a missionary," mum and dad just don't understand sometimes. "What do you mean to tell me we put you through university to throw away a good education?" You're not throwing it away, you're investing it. "You mean to say you've got a loan through your university? Who's going to pay the loan? Who do you think?" The Lord understands. If you get the call of God, you can go anywhere and you can meet all the Goliaths you want. It's only when we start to shy away from walking with the Lord, we run into trouble. There's many Goliaths out there. Maybe not 9 foot 4 inches tall. They come in smaller packages. We've got drugs today. We've got the booze. Can all start just in a bit of fun. Sniff a bit of Coke. No, not Coca-Cola. It's not good for sniffing. Neither is the other Coke either. You say, "Mr. Baxter, for goodness sake, we don't have the like of that in our churches, do we not?" We do, friend. I had a lady on the phone just this week crying. Her wee boy, what would he be, 18? Totally addicted to cocaine. They've been offering him rehab to try and get him off it, and he doesn't want to go. He's got to the stage that he couldn't even carry a box of groceries. Oh, be careful with the giants that are out there. The sins of the world. They come so nice. They come in a lovely little package. They've got tin foil. They've got lovely smells. And they've got little glasses. And there's all kinds of temptation comes. What is it for? That the devil might pull you down. Yes, he may not be able to take your salvation from you, but he'll take your service from you. Little David went out that day and he says, "I come to fight in the power of the Lord." And he won. So will you and I turn off and go our little selfish ways? Like Samson. I can see Samson going down to see the girl that night, Delilah. I would say she was pretty good looking. She wouldn't have been hard in the eyes. I would say she was nice. She'd been down to Boots's and got some nice, I'm going to say aftershave, some nice perfumes. And I can see Samson going up to the door. Now he may not have done this, but he did it in his heart, and he would say, "Lord, I'm going in here. You may wait outside till I come back. It's not really the place, Lord, that you should be. But when I come back, I'll catch up with you when I come back out again and sometime later." And he played about with the Lord until one day it says he wist not. Do you know the rest of the verse, friend? I think it's a sad verse. He wist not that the Lord had left him. Oh, may you receive tonight. May you know and love the Lord Jesus Christ, and may you walk with him at home, in the family, in your work. And when the big glass of sin comes, you can go along and you can fight them in the name of the Lord. And you can win. And you can be victorious. And then at the end of the day, we'll stand in heaven with David. And we'll hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant."